The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
A lot of you do disagree with our panel about same-sex schools. One texter saying some single-sex schools consistently get the best results in Ireland. A teacher at an all-girls school texted to say girls often do better in all-girls schools, even in economically disadvantaged areas. So there you go. We'll move on. Here's a blast from the past. Okay, so that has either lit up a certain part of your brain or you're going, what the hell is going on here? That's Fraggle Rock, and beloved by anyone, I suppose, who grew up in the 80s. And it's been given a makeover and it's back on our screens this weekend. And Ray Cudahy is a puppeteer. And of course, he is the man who will forever be known now as Moontour Ray from RTE's Homeschool Hub. And he joins me now. Ray, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing, Brendan?
So, Ray, you grew up with Fraggle Rock and then you went on to become a puppeteer. So I'm guessing it had a big impact on you. Did tell people first what Fraggle Rock was.
Well, Fraggle Rock, they're a bunch. Fraggle Rock is a place. So they all live in this cave underneath and they're a race of cavern dwelling creatures. And they just love to dance and play and sing and explore, and everything is super colourful and optimistic. You know, it's kind of like your previous segment there. It's just good vibes all the way around, and it's just like Ireland this weekend, you know what I mean? It's great, crack.
Okay.
And and they shared space in with some other species as well. There's little doozers, these little green guys with hard hats, and they're kind of tiny compulsive builders, and then there's gorgs. There's these giant dim-witted kind of trolls as well. And it's all about these different species that come together in this space called Fraggle Rock.
And do you remember watching it growing up?
I do, yeah. Fraggle Rock is actually the exact same age as myself. So it was first broadcast in 1983. And now, I don't know about you, but I look completely different than the way I did in 1983. But see, the thing was with puppets, they don't age. So even in this reboot, they look exactly the same. And the reboot is very, very true to the original in 1983.
Okay, and listen, it was Jim Henson, so he created the Muppets as well. And what else would he have been responsible for?
I think this is a really important thing, right? So
yeah.
Jim Henson was at the absolute peak of his creative powers at the time. Now, if you think about it in a cultural context, right? So
okay.
He had absolutely ripped up entertainment television with the Muppets throughout the 70s. He had reinvented what public service television could do with the likes of Sesame Street. And then he was just on the back of the Star Wars trilogy as well. Himself and Frank Oz had worked on that with Matt Lucas. So Henson had taken the art of hand puppetry and put it at the absolute centre of the cultural universe, as far as I'm concerned. He was an absolute giant. And then he had like all that confidence going into this new production. And this was like he was continuing on with Kids TV for the first time in years. And he built this thing, Fraggle Rock, and it was just beautiful.
And in a way, this was his kind of idealistic dream, wasn't he? And he had big ambitions for it, didn't he?
He did. He had big ambitions for it. Now, there's two famous quotes that he said about it. One was just that, hey, listen, this is a high energy, raucous musical romp and it's lots of silliness, right? So don't take it seriously. But then he also said, I want to do a television show that will stop war. So the whole idea behind it is social conflict, how we can get on with other species around us. So environmentalism was a huge part of it. Also, it kind of referred to the Cold War. And then, like, as things panned out, Fraggle Rock was the first Western television show ever to be aired on Soviet television. So it was a huge success in Russia and in the Soviet Union. And and eventually they started broadcasting the Muppet Show and everything like that. So while it sounds very high-minded, his big, you know, peace and love idea, it did actually find an audience in an incredible way like that.
Yeah, and I believe that after Fraggle Rock was first broadcast in the Soviet Union, the Berlin Wall fell 10 months later. So there you go, the Fraggle Rock could have brought down the Berlin Wall. So the remake has been done by Apple TV. Now, this isn't the first time they've done it, have they?
No, they're just bringing it back. They brought in kind of 5-minute sketches last year, but then they're back now doing a full half-hour sitcom. And of course, like, reboots are incredibly common now. Like, I mean, even in recent years, we've seen a reboot of the greatest ever kids' TV show, The Den, here in Ireland. Like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, and people have mixed feelings about, like, reboots. But when you look at, like, the very DNA of Fraggle Rock, it was all about, like I said, social conflicts, personal identity, prejudice, spirituality, environmentalism, and like all those themes are probably even more important in 2022 than they were in 1983. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so its time has come again, really. Yeah. And have you watched many of them?
I watched one or two, and like, I mean, like I said, the DNA is there. And with Henson, it's always about three things. So it's about comedy. And the comedy is just like Henson loved slapstick. So puppets are always blowing up or flying across the room.
You know what I mean?
Always a big payoff. Then the other thing is chemistry, like the chemistry between characters. I mean, if you think of Kermit, if you imagine Kermit standing there, I think I understand his character. But if you put Miss Piggy beside him, all of a sudden you've got this whole chaos and chemistry thing that just blows up.
And it's incredible. We just took them as characters. They were puppets, like, but we were so invested in them as people almost, like.
And that's what I mean about the art of hand puppetry. Yeah. And what you're looking at in the cold light of day are two ping pong balls with black dots on them. But if there's something about when those dots go down the lens, your eyes lock on, and it's just a powerful thing. So Henson just unlocked this format that was really quite simple, but just took it to extraordinary places. When you think of like the cultural presence of Yoda from Star Wars, like that's Frank Oz, you know, like that's the same guy that did Miss Piggy. Do you know what I mean? And like, I mean, that's it. So it's just these things are powerful, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. OK, Ray Cordahy, thanks a million. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.